The U.S. Senate's ongoing debate over a major digital asset bill has taken a surprising turn. This time, a key provision aimed at credit card fees is being shelved.
That's a big shift. It highlights how lawmakers are balancing competing interests as they try to integrate crypto into the traditional financial system.
Exactly. This move shows the complexity of the situation. Lawmakers are navigating a tightrope between industry needs and regulatory oversight.
The decision to remove a proposed amendment targeting interchange fees, those swipe fees merchants pay, signals strategic compromises. It's a reminder that passing legislation often requires trade-offs.
This isn't just about crypto, though. The implications ripple across industries. Businesses relying on card payments could feel the impact, and the crypto sector is no exception.
Let's break this down. The amendment, introduced by Senator Roger Marshall, aimed to force payment processors to compete more fiercely, potentially lowering costs for businesses.
That's a game changer. By fostering competition, the provision could have created a more transparent, cost-effective payment environment, something that could have helped crypto businesses thrive.
For the crypto industry, this was a potential lifeline. Many crypto businesses rely on card payments, and high interchange fees have been a headache for merchants.
Lowering these costs could have made crypto operations more viable, helping them compete with traditional financial institutions. Plus, it might have indirectly boosted crypto adoption by making it easier for businesses to integrate digital payments.
But the amendment's removal means those benefits are on hold. This reflects a broader recognition that lawmakers are prioritizing the bill's core goals, regulatory clarity for digital assets, over tangential issues like payment network fees.
Right. The amendment's removal was likely a strategic move to secure bipartisan support. The digital asset bill is complex, and including divisive provisions could derail its passage.
This also underscores the challenges of legislative compromise in a polarized environment. The crypto industry and traditional financial institutions often have conflicting interests, and this move signals a focus on consensus.
While the removal may have disappointed advocates, it's a reality of the political process. Legislative progress often requires balancing competing priorities.
The decision highlights the delicate balance between advancing crypto regulation and addressing broader economic concerns. It's a reminder that innovation and oversight rarely align perfectly.
Now, let's look at what this means for the crypto industry and businesses. The shelving of the swipe fee provision is a mixed bag.
For crypto, the focus remains on the bill's core regulatory frameworks, licensing, reporting, investor protections. Streamlining the bill could increase its chances of passage, which is crucial for legitimizing digital assets.
But the removal of the swipe fee provision represents a missed opportunity. High interchange fees have long burdened merchants, and reducing them could have made crypto payments more accessible for SMEs.
Exactly. Without this provision, businesses navigating crypto adoption may face tighter financial constraints. The debate over interchange fees isn't over, just paused.
The shelving of the amendment might also spark new conversations about addressing these costs through alternative solutions, like direct negotiations or new payment infrastructure.
This is part of a larger pattern of legislative negotiations. The digital asset bill is a landmark effort, but its success depends on navigating competing stakeholder interests.
The crypto industry and traditional finance will continue pushing for reforms, even as lawmakers prioritize regulatory clarity. It's a balancing act that'll shape the future of digital assets.
And that's the story behind the removal of the swipe fee provision. A reminder that progress in crypto regulation is as much about compromise as it is about innovation.